Hi,
Hi,
Ben Rob.
Wayne. Hi, Darren. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, we're all good, thank you. Thanks for joining us, eTune Radio. You're our telecoms expert.
Thank
you. And you run a company called Fluid NS, is that correct?
Fluid Network Solutions, that stands for, yes.
Wonderful. And so telecoms, the world of telecoms, how did you find yourself in the telecoms industry, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind at all. It's a strange one, actually. I started in telecoms 20-odd years ago. I was actually doing door-to-door selling cable TV in Telford some years ago. And that is an experience in itself. I could write a book just after 1 week in that job. But
okay,
that's for another day. The guy who was my boss at the time moved to a franchise in Southend, and they just launched a franchise of telecoms business. Sorry, let me start again. Sorry. So they started a telecoms franchise for United Artists, which eventually came Telewest, and it was cable telephone basically.
Yeah.
So I was approached to go down there and be their first salesperson in that franchise, which I did, and it just went on from there, and I sort of grew through the pack and all that type of stuff and expanded. And eventually became a sales director for a large international company, telecoms company.
Wow.
So I started at the bottom, worked my way to the top, and it meant commuting to London every day, which I didn't enjoy. So therefore, I set up Fluid Network Solutions in 2003, and
wow,
here we are today, 17 years on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the number of people who are in, perhaps working for a big company and, they're doing fine. But really, there's something like you saying about having to commute that they start thinking, hang on a minute, what do I really want? I like my job I'm good at my job. I might be getting paid well or whatever. But, there's a reason why people set up their businesses. And quite often it is that they might be perfectly fine where they are, but it's that sort of, well, actually, this is my life. Do I really want to spend it commuting to London? And
absolutely. Yeah. I was traveling most of the day, then working, then coming home and going to bed. And at weekends, I was just pretty much asleep all weekend, which was not how I wanted to spend the rest of my life. So I thought there's got to be a better way than doing this, which is why I set up Fluid. And, I've always said that we're going to be ethical. We're going to, what you see is what you get. And that's how it is. And I won't change from that. I simply won't.
Brilliant.
Wonderful.
Good.
So, we're all giving our ideas. What is our massive tip? If you were setting up, launching a business, I think a long commute could be one of the reasons why you want to set up a business. But, the way the economy is and the landscape is currently out there, people have different reasons, motivations. Maybe they've got a hobby and they want to kind of do that as a profession. We're all kind of giving our kind of big hints and tips. A big tip, really, if you're launching a business, and I believe you have one as well.
I do. I think, really, I have to make a few assumptions here. Making the assumption that, you've already got a great product. You've already got processes in place to fulfill the current, order book and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing, one of the most important things for me, certainly, is to have a good sales strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know where the sales are coming from. It doesn't matter whether you are selling widgets, whether you're a service industry, or you've got a niche market. Unless you know where the next sale is coming from, you don't have a business. We all want more sales. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you've got to design a strategy which works for your business. Every business needs one, because without sales, you're not going to grow. Without growth, you're not going to have a business. So there's some of the things you need to think about when you're writing your strategy is, what's your target market? You need to understand what your target market is.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to narrow it down as much as you possibly can, because the more precise you are, the better it's going to be.
Yes.
Think about the margins that you're looking for. Now, you may decide that you want to go for two or three different markets, and you may also decide that different margins for different target markets. That's fine. You just need to know. Put it down. Write it down. Write your pricing strategy. You just need to know. All these things need to be in place. Think about inbound and outbound marketing. How are you going to do that? What's it all about? And really how you're going to generate leads. It's all about generating leads. Mm-hmm. Your prospect list, I say to everybody, your prospect list is so key. Mm-hmm. If you've got a great prospect list, your sales have come from that. Mm-hmm. But keep that, keep focus on the prospect list.
Interesting. So I think the thing for me that really sticks out is obviously understanding your target market, because obviously in the world of brand and web and so on, we go to the extent of understanding where someone would shop, understanding the kind of lifestyle that they lead, maybe the car that they would drive. And we use all of these kind of signposts, if you like, to get an idea of what kind of visual information someone will respond to, maybe what kind of price bracket they're in as well, because there's also that kind of mentality, isn't there, in, you know, I don't know if you've come across this in terms of what you charge, you know, should I be charging this for my service, where you refer to your margins and so on, you know, where do you stand in the marketplace against your competitors, and why should you charge the same or more or less than a competitor?
You're absolutely right. And what you've got to understand is you've got to stick to your guns. You've got to stick to your guns. Somebody's always going to beat you on price. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. So you've got to prove that you are better than them. You're mm-hmm. you know, the product you're providing might be exactly the same, but it's the backup, the service you can provide after that. It's massively important. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get this across in your marketing material, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, let people know. You know, unless people know what you're selling and the service that you provide, you're not going to get the sale. It's as simple as that.
Your point about the fact that, you know, you should never sell on price, because, as you say, yeah, okay, you might be selling the same product, but you've got to show that the reason you charge what you charge is because of the great service you're going to give. You're going to be on time. You're going to be there when a problem happens. You've got to show how much better you are for the money, rather than saying, okay, I can do it for less.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, going on price is never going to be a winner. And also, you were saying about, you know, that you need to work out your pricing. You really do have to do it in a very realistic way. You know, if you think, well, I've got this product and I think I could sell it at, you know, whatever, you've got to think about how much money does it actually cost you, how many hours is it going to take you to provide that product to somebody, and you've got to you know, price it accordingly. I think especially with small businesses, it's very easy to think, oh well, I don't want it to be too expensive, but the bottom line is you're doing it to make, you know, a business. You know, you have got to make a profit, you've got to actually have a living wage. Yes. And I do think that it's to say, especially for small, like one man band businesses, it's very easy to sort of go, oh, well, I won't charge too much, but you've got to keep an eye on a realistic pricing in your industry, what people are willing to pay, and also that you need to charge them.
Absolutely. You know, we're all in business to make money. You know, we're not here to rip people off. We're in business to make money. You know, and let's face it, SMEs are the lifeblood of the UK, without a doubt. Mm. So don't be embarrassed, but just make sure that you've got the pricing absolutely right. Absolutely right. It's key that you stick to your guns. As I said, somebody will always come in and you know, be cheaper than you. But as long as you provide a better service, my customers, you know that they can phone me at pretty much any time of day, and they do. They often do. you know, even though we've got a support team, they can contact, but they still come to me for whatever reason. I receive phone calls on a Sunday and all sorts. Obviously, I pass them back to the team. But no. But the thing is, what the most important point there is, they know that they can contact me, and that's massively important. Certainly to your customers.
Yeah. It's value, isn't it? Yeah.
I think, you know, people's target markets are going to be different, you know, depending what business and sector you're in. Like with ours, for instance, if someone is to, for instance, leave a design consultancy, as long as they've got an Apple Mac and Adobe software, they can pretty much sell it by themselves and in theory do things a lot cheaper than a design consultancy would do, because they haven't got the bricks and mortar and the staff. Mm-hmm. But there's a life kind of cycle to that kind of business, where you would kind of consider that after a period of time, if you're not making relevant finance through the work that you're doing, you're always going to be stuck doing the work that you're doing. And that may suit some people, but it might not suit others, particularly if they do have ambition to grow and have a studio and different things. You know, there are things that need to be invested in. So you're absolutely right, you know, to consider what you're selling and who to is incredibly important.
Absolutely. You've got to know your market. You really have. I mean, some of the things I think about when you're writing a strategy, you've got to consider, you know, what are the challenges, because there are going to be risks, you know, without a doubt. So you've got to think, well, is that you'll be able to measure it. So you need, so you can lessen the risk. So if you are marketing or writing your strategy, you need to think about, right, how much time am I going to invest in it? What resources am I going to throw at it? What's the cost? Is this going to be a short-term or a long-term strategy? You know, think about things like that all the time. But you must write it down. You must write it down, because if you write it down, then you can start to look at what's working and what's not. And it's got to be measurable. You've got to be able to measure what you're marketing, because that by being able to measure it enables you to look at things where you could be spending 80% of your work time on something that's not working. It's only bringing you 20% of the revenue in. Therefore, if you've got it down and you've got, you know, key performance indicators there in front of you, you can monitor it. You can know. Well, you can change your strategy. You know, you can change your thinking. So it's massively important. You've got to write it down and work to it. And one of the things I would also say is it's got to be for everybody. Everybody in the organization has got to be on board with this. Because if they're not, there's a weak link somewhere, and you don't want that. Everybody's got to be, you know, pulling in the right direction, singing from the same hymn sheet, all these cliched, absolutely. But the fact of the matter is, you've all got to be on board with it. You've got to be on board with it.
I think that's very true. I can only comment from my own experience working with large businesses and SMEs. You know, sometimes when we're working through a brand and marketing project, you'll be surprised what comes from, as we would say, shaking the tree, where members of staff probably haven't contributed previously to marketing and sales efforts, but they're the ones at the coal face, so to speak, and they probably hold a lot of information that maybe the guys further up the chain, the management, haven't asked or listened to previously, and could solve a lot of issue. So I went through this process with one large company, and they were incredibly surprised how their own staff members could help revolutionize their sales strategies. And it became very evident that they just didn't have relevant information at the fingertips, and the perceived values weren't there, and the work needed to be done in certain ways. So it really influenced how they were going to market the company as much as, you know, the sales strategy. So it's really, really important.
Massively important. Massively important. I think the good thing about getting everybody on board is when you're putting these strategies together, talk to everybody, because, you know, two heads are better than one and all that sort of thing. And it doesn't matter other people, because the people that you're talking to, your staff, are also effectively, they're very similar to your customers. So they'll know what works for them. And they may say, well, that doesn't work for me, but that does. And you just put it all together. So it's a matter of working as, I think it has to be a team effort. I'm very much into team effort anyway. So I think team effort starts from the very beginning. So when you're putting a strategy together, work with people that's going to help you, that's going to support you all the way through. Massively important, I believe. Let's face it, you know, as I said before, if you don't know where the next sale is coming from, you haven't got a business. So we all want more business. We all need more business. And so it's massively important to know where the business is going to come from.
And again, just from my own experience, working with companies of different sizes, there are companies that, you know, to actually attain their sales conversion kind of means that if they're not prospecting 2 years previous, they don't get the sale in 2 years' time. Because the prospecting takes so long. Whereas with some businesses, you know, the turnaround can be within a few weeks or a few days or a month or two. So it's important to kind of understand that kind of turnover, really, because some of your services, they might be longer burns, if you like. You might have to prospect a lot sooner to get the payoff further down the line.
Absolutely. So understanding the market is key. And a perfect example of that is we do a lot of NHS telephony. Mm-hmm. And for them to make a decision can take months. It can take absolutely months. And it doesn't matter how much you can save them at times. They still take a long time to make a decision.
Yes.
When you're talking to more, I'm going to be careful what I'm saying here, but more modern type organisations, they'll look at something and say, hang on a sec, that's exactly what we're looking for. And even though it's exactly what the NHS organisation is looking for, it's a different mentality. It's a totally different mentality. It's like, you know, right now. Or NHS, well, let's give it some thought. Let's think about it. So you've got to strike a balance. You've got to know your market. So if your prospect list is completely NHS and you know they're going to take 2 or 3 months to make a decision at best, then that has to reflect in your prospect list. If you, on the other hand, you're dealing with lots of modern organisations that are, you know, tend to make decisions pretty much straight away, your prospect list doesn't have to be the same. It has to be very so. Ideally, a mixture of both is perfect. But the key thing is, as I said, start from the very beginning. Is know your market, learn about your market, do the research on your market to understand how they make decisions, how long it takes. All massively important a part of the sales strategy.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And also I was just going to add, and then be honest with yourself. I think whether you're in a small business or you're in a company with a team, be honest with yourself. Don't imagine that the data you're getting is not right. Like you were saying about monitoring things.
Yeah.
If you monitor it and you look at it and you see that it's showing whatever it's showing, then take that on board. You know, you've actually got to act on the information you've got. You know, be honest with yourself, really. You know, if you think, say you're where you're getting your leads from, where you're going to get where your potential market is. Well, if it isn't there, perhaps you find out that it's not actually where you think it is. Listen to that, you know.
Absolutely. The information is there. Don't ignore it. It's there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's and I there. Think it's That's... quite easy. If you don't want to see it, you might go, I'm not really going to believe that. But, you know, you have to. You have to be realistic. You have to be honest with yourself.
That's the objective of monitoring what you're doing. You know, you're getting the information. You choose what, you know, you choose to do the right thing with that information. Surely that's the objective, you know. But I do see it where it doesn't happen always like that at times, which is a worry. But the information's there. Use that information for what it's designed for and what you wanted to get that information for in the first place.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Wonderful. Rob, as ever, you're an absolute gent, an expert in telecoms. So that's Rob Tolley, Fluid Network Solutions. That's fluidns.co.uk. You can find out more about Rob and his business there. And of course, you can contact Rob through the Intune website. That's intune-radio.co.uk. And you can send us an email as well, info@intune-radio.co.uk. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Lovely to hear from you and hear from you again soon.
God bless, guys. Really appreciate your help.
Thanks
you
very much.
Take
Rob.
Care. God great. Bless.
Cheers.
Cheers,
bye,
mate.
Bye. Bye.